The biomimetic dentist that is changing lives, preventing future dental problems, telling you how not to spend more money on your mouth in the future, defying dentists who only want to drill, fill, and bill. Your dental consumer advocate is Dr. Randy Shoup. This is the Dr. Shoup Show. Learn more about the doc and his mission at ddsradio.com. Now, here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, hello, everybody. It is great to have you here. Thank you very, very much. It's always a pleasure and honor when you choose to spend time with me. Thank you very, very much. You know, this is where you come. You learn things that you will never learn anywhere else. I'm going to give you all of the information that you need so that you can successfully navigate the rest of your world. This is what happens when you come here. You know how it works. We start out in dental school and we go to dental class 101. We're going to talk about, there's some brand new information out looking at the prevalence of the ubiquitous nature of periodontal or gum disease. And I'm going to tell you what your odds are as you go through life to be a statistic stating, I have periodontal disease. It is a statistic you don't really want to be a part of. And in Ask the Expert, I want to tell you super congratulations to all of my listeners. All it took was for me to mention one time that we had resurrected, we had found the new latest and greatest incarnation of the licorice root extract product that we had used for a long time. It is back on the market through dental offices, and all it took was that one mention a week or so ago, and now my phone lights up. Everybody wants to buy the stuff. I'm going to lay out the program that you can take advantage of if you wish, in terms of you making a big impact on your own anti-cavity program. I'll tell you all about it. And you get to meet a really, really good friend of mine, Jessica. I literally have known her before she was born. I knew it when her mom was pregnant. She is now an adult. We are kindred spirits. We're both scientists, and she's going to tell you what there is about coming to my office that really resonates with her in terms of fulfilling her number one most important thing in her life, and that's family. She'll tell you all about it. You don't want to miss it. But first, I have scientifically investigated, absolutely double-blinded, studied everything on the planet. I will tell you how to get rid of that pesky, nagging cough that you get with a cold. We're in the cough and cold season. You don't want to miss this. I'm going to tell you about it right now.
Note to self.
Time to go under the microscope.
Please make a note of it.
All right. Well, you know we're headed into that cough and cold season anyway. And is there anything that is more annoying? Is there anything that is more bothersome than that darn pesky cough that you get when you get a cold or the sinus issues or whatever? It keeps you up at night. It interferes with everything you do. People around you go, holy cow, would you quit the hacking? My goodness, why don't you take something and make it better? You and I have pursued everything on the planet to make our coughs go away. Well, now there is scientific proof. I am going to give you the definitive answer on how to get rid of what really truly works to get rid of a pesky cough. Listen to this. This is from the American College of Chest Physicians. After reviewing clinical trials, testing everything from cough syrup to zinc, the American College of Chest Physicians looked at every cough product, cold product, anti-inflammatory painkiller. They looked at most all of the home remedies. And the driving force behind this study was a physician by the name of Dr. Mark Malaxter. And Dr. Mark Malaxter said that in 2015, Americans spent more than $9.5 billion over-the-counter cough, cold, allergy remedies, according to his report. Malikster said the team, their team looked at trials of cold products that combine decongestants, antihistamines, or decongestants and painkillers. And here is what they found. Nothing, absolutely, positively, nothing worked. There is no scientific evidence, there's no data that shows that taking anything you can buy, over-the-counter, home remedy, herbal remedy, nothing shortens the lifetime of the cough that you get with a cold. That's the most depressing thing I've ever heard in my life. This is just awful. And what they found was that you have absolutely positively as good a result if you simply take tea with honey in it, number one. Number two, you get lots of rest. And number three, you really, really, really stay hydrated. Those are the only things they found that they said really showed any particular evidence. Now, you want to give tea with honey in it to kids as well, perfectly fine, but not below the age of one. Everybody is all upset about giving honey to little kids because of the possibility of mold in it. Honey is one of the best natural antiseptics. It's not an antibiotic, but it's an antiseptic. Honey never will go bad. Honey doesn't ever sour. And in a lot of primitive cultures where we go on our mission trips, they actually go out and harvest raw honey, and they use it on wounds to keep the wounds from festering, to keep the wounds from getting infected. It's highly effective. And so they found that after looking at all of the generic products, the prescription products, everything on the market, they said people are absolutely miserable with this stuff. They understand. But in terms of doing a double-blinded study, they gave half of a group medication and then they gave the other half no medication, and they absolutely came out exactly the same. So the point being, there is no magic bullet that you can go find that is the quintessential cure for a cough. So whatever you want to take that makes you feel better, go for it, because there isn't any one product that's any better than any other. And if you are don't want to spend a ton of money, you are as well off simply fixing yourself a really good cup of tea with some honey in it, staying really, really well hydrated. And, you know, when you're in the middle of a bad spell and you're coughing all day long, call in sick, stay home, stay rested, stay warm, drink tea, grandmother's chicken noodle soup. Nothing is going to do any better for you than that. So there you have it. Now, there's brand new information and brand new evidence out about how you stand an incredibly high risk of getting periodontal disease as you grow older. And I'm going to tell you why right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at ddsradio.com. The leading dental consumer agencies like the ADA and many more look to Dr. Shoup to educate their consumer and doctor members. You can meet with him face-to-face right here in central Indiana. See more now at ddsradio.com. You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
It's gonna be okay.
Well, it's so good to be here with you. I really, really appreciate it. And this is absolutely, for me, shocking information. This is brand new data that has just been published in a journal called Inside Dentistry, November 2017. It is a long dissertation, a long article about what we're doing and what's happening in the world of periodontal disease and systemic health. You and I have been on the cutting edge of this for a long, long time, and so many other dentists are just now coming up to speed at understanding that there is a massive connection between periodontal disease and other systemic health issues. issues, specifically cardiovascular disease, the risk of stroke, diabetes, chronic inflammatory diseases. All of these things are triggered by, exacerbated by, and in some cases mediated by the bacteria infection that lives under your gums in your mouth that keeps your gum tissue red and inflamed and bleeding and makes you have bigger and deeper periodontal pockets. So when the dentist or the hygienist measures the 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 2, you start to have 3, 4, 5, and then 5, 6, and 7s, and then 8, 9s, and 10s. Those deep periodontal pockets are lined with bacteria. Those bacteria are sensed by your body. Your body goes, holy cow, I don't like these guys. It creates this huge inflammatory response the way your body is supposed to fight these critters off. But unfortunately, the critters are stuck to the side of the tooth, the root of the tooth. They're not just floating around in there. But the blood vessels get so red, so inflamed, so engorged with all of the immunoglobulins and white blood cells and everything that chunks of these bacteria actually break free from the tooth, float around in this goo that is under your gums, and guess what? Get sucked up like a Dyson into your circulatory system, goes swimming around all through your circulatory system, goes from your toes to the tip of your head, and they have a lovely predilection. They love it when they land in a coronary artery or in a cerebral brain artery, and they take up residence, and then they form what we all know about are these arterial plaques, just like plaques on teeth. So we know all this stuff. We have really, really clear data. We have really, really great science. And so the disturbing part, and this is what this article is talking about, is why on earth then do we still have such massive numbers of all of us walking around with periodontal disease? Why isn't this one of the number one things that you and I all are absolutely focused on? Because it's such a key gateway place for you to go into and have other illnesses downstream. It makes no sense. Listen to this. 47% of adults who are 30 years of age or older, which is 64.7 million people, have either mild, moderate, or severe periodontal disease. 47%, not quite half, darn near, 30 years or older. 70% of adults, if you're over the age of 65, have periodontal disease. So it goes from 47% if you're down around in your 30s to 70% if you're above age 65. So the likelihood of you having periodontal disease increases as you get older. 10,000 people a day turn age 65. Think about that. 10,000 people a day trip over into and turn 65. They estimate in 2030, okay, in the year 2030, the number of people still alive that will be over the age of 70 will double from the count today. So when they do the extrapolations, by 2030, if you look at all the people over the age of 70 today, by 2030, that number, all those people will still be alive, will have twice as many of them. So as we age, the likelihood of us getting periodontal disease is significantly longer. You and I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. As you and I are aging in the United States, we are not aging well. We have greater amounts of illness. We have a higher degree of infirmity. We are taking more and more and more medications, and we have greater numbers of illnesses. All of those things add up to a miserable end phase of your life. And one of the things that is tied to this is your prevalence of periodontal disease. Now, you would ask yourself, I did, look, we've got all this sophisticated knowledge. We have all of this really incredible machinery. We have ultrasonic toothbrushes. We have power flossers. We have water picks. We have the most sophisticated toothpastes and mouthwashes on the planet. Why on earth, with all of that stuff going on for us, why do we have more and more and more gum disease? Why are we having greater amounts of infection in our gums? I'll give you a significant about three or four things that I think are significant contributors to why this is happening to you. Number one, and I believe the most significant, is you and I are killing our immune systems by the diet that we eat, by the toxins that we expose ourselves to, by the fact that we don't get adequate amounts of exercise and physical activity. You add all of those things up together. Our Western diets push us towards a significantly more acidic intake and ingestion and lifestyle. All of those things destroy our immune system. You and I have taken far more and are taking far more antibiotics than we absolutely positively need. It is the bacteria in our gut system that really is the protector of, really was the architect of, how robust and healthy your immune system is, and we wipe out those bacteria on a regular basis with antibiotics. And then we sterilize everything, and so we have so many sterilizing agents around us, our immune system doesn't know what to do. I think that's A, number one, the first thing, the foremost thing at having the, you know, really throwing gasoline on the fire of periodontal disease and us not being healthy as we live longer. The second thing that is huge is dentists have been reluctant to treat your periodontal disease aggressively. I get grief all the time because I tell patients, you know, you've got 3 and 4 millimeter pockets, you have bleeding, and you really need to be in our periodontal program. We do not want to watch this progress and get worse. We want to get very proactive. We want to treat your periodontal disease, even if it's early, aggressively. Patients will look at me and go, well, I've never been told I have periodontal disease before. I said, I get that. I understand. That's why you're in the shape that you're in. You should have been told years ago and been in a program that would have prevented you from having periodontal disease. And they'll occasionally go back to their old dentist. And the old dentist says, you don't have periodontal disease. Well, yes, you do. It's just that you, Putz dentist, have never had the gumption to tell the patient that they had periodontal disease. So you watch it fester over the years, and then they come to me, and now they have full-blown periodontal disease, and everybody scratches their head like, I have no idea where this came from. I'll tell you where it came from. It came from you being neglected as a patient and not being given the treatment. All anybody wanted to do, give them a cleaning, give them a prophy, and polish their teeth and pat them on the back, and I'll see you in 6 months while your disease progressed. All right. So what are you and I going to do about this? How are you and I going to fix this thing? Number one, you're going to talk to your dentist and have an eyeball to eyeball, knee to knee conversation and say, look, I want you to look at my mouth. I want you to look at my gums with an incredibly critical eye. If there is any sign of early periodontal disease, gingivitis, if I have bleeding, if I have the first earliest sign of any sort of change in the bone around my teeth, I want to be treated as a periodontal potential periodontal patient as opposed to just a regular cleaning patient. I don't want to get into my later years and start to have periodontal problems. Secondly, I don't want this bacteria living under my gums, which is going to set the stage for cardiovascular disease, for inflammation, for stroke risk, for diabetes. I want to treat this very, very, very aggressively. That's the number one thing you as a dental consumer need to do. You need to have the therapy that you need to have. There isn't any downside. There isn't any negative to taking a significantly more aggressive stance at treating periodontal disease. You don't do anything harmful. You don't take anything away. You know, if somebody said, I have perfectly fine teeth and I want to put crowns on all of them, after they revived me from having passed out, then I would say no, because that's an irreversible thing. Gum disease and treating you periodontally is absolutely a non-hurtful thing. It is. There's no downside to it. So you're far better off being aggressive and proactive treating your periodontal disease than you would be saying, well, no, it's not that bad. We'll just kind of let it go and watch it. Holy cow. You do not want to do that. So this is the whole reason I want you to have the information that you need so that you can navigate the rest of your life in a manner that is suitable for you. So there you have it. Now, up next, I'm going to tell you, I'm proud of you all. You all have done an amazing job. All I had to do was mention it one time, and my phone start lighting up and people start wanting the new licorice root extract stuff. Okay, kids, here's the deal. I'm going to tell you how you can get it in a reasonable, scientific, orderly manner. Hang in there. I'm going to tell you all about it right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at ddsradio.com. Did you know the crowns are not the normal? Did you know the dentist should be thinking prevention, not constant repair? Well, regretfully, that's not the dental industry norm.
This is crazy.
The Microscope Dentistry by Shoup's mission statement is to make sure their patients don't keep coming back for major restoration. Listen now and listen more to all of our shows online at ddsradio.com. Now, here's Dr. Randy Shoup. Yeah, I'm there.
Well, it's good to have you here. Thank you very, very much. And I am absolutely excited about how well you all have performed. It is overwhelming. Thank you very, very much. And it just goes to show you are truly some of the smartest radio listeners that are out there, because you do not miss a beat. You pay attention. It is really, really cool. And you and I have been down this road a long time ago. And up at the office in our preventative programs, we have sorely missed what I was telling you about last week. I was so happy that my hygienist, Sharon, was at her own hygiene continuing education program. And their speaker was there and said, listen, we've got this brand new thing. Nobody's ever heard about it before. It's just come out. And she was talking about this licorice root extract, which was now being, it's all patent pending out of the UCLA, University of Southern California, Los Angeles School of Dentistry and their Department of Research. And it's the researchers and the scientists there. And so Sharon was looking around the room like, well, wait a minute. Now, we've been trying to find this stuff for about 10 years now, and it went off the market years ago. There was a dentist. He's still around. There's a dentist by the name of Max Anderson, and he was from Southern California. And he was a really brilliant researcher, and he researched botanical things. He researched plant and animal extracts and so forth, and see what he could do in terms of treating periodontal disease and decay. He somehow or another, and don't ask me how he did it, stumbled across this particular extract of a particular strain of licorice root. And that's one of the things that I cautioned you about last time. You can go online and you can find licorice root extracts. A lot of things taste like licorice and they send them to you. They are all absolutely, positively fakes. They're all posers. And so do not, in any way, shape, or form, waste your money and think, okay, I'll circumvent this whole deal. I'll do one better. I'll get my own natural licorice root extract. This stuff was off and gone for about 10 years because they couldn't find enough of a sustainable supply. And so don't think that, oh, I can go on the internet and I can Google search. Oh, I get 450,000 tons of licorice root extract tomorrow. Yeah, okay, fine, but that's not the right stuff. It is a particular strain. And what they found is this stuff, when they refine it down exactly the right way, it has this uncanny ability to what we call denature, or causes these little bacteria to fall apart. They like disassemble. And the main bacteria that they do this for are strep mutans, strep sobrinus, and lactobacillus. And those happen to be the number one, the number two, and the number three bacteria that causes cavities. You wipe out those three bacteria, and you have eliminated probably your risk of 90% of getting a cavity. It is remarkable because this extract leaves everybody else alone, doesn't care. All the happy, beneficial, digestive, healing, healthy bacteria that are in your mouth and in your gut, it doesn't do a thing to them. It's very, very target specific. It's because there is a particular molecule in these bacteria's cell wall that allows them to live in a really acidic environment. These bacteria eat sugar, and then they just sit there and pee acid on your tooth. And it dissolves your tooth, and that you and I call that a cavity. You get enough of these bacteria eating sugar and peeing on your teeth, it makes big holes in your teeth. We call those big cavities. And so the acidic environment these bacteria swim in, it's essential their cell walls are happy about that. This licorice root extract goes in there and goofs up, messes with that one little protective molecule. And when they get acid on themselves, they just disintegrate. It's brilliant. But here's the thing. And people have been calling the office saying, I want to buy this licorice root extract stuff. And I get that. It's okay. And it's a fine thing. The stuff is called LOLOZ, L-O-L-O-Z, LOLOZ. It comes in actually a little tiny sucker or a hard candy. And it has this licorice root extract in it and basically nothing else. It has some sorbitol just to make it taste a little bit better. There's orange, there's lemon, and there's berry. The stuff's actually really pretty darn tasty. So you can get it as a sucker or you can get it as just a little hard candy. It is critical how you use it. And here's the thing. We have incorporated this material into our what we call high risk, medium risk decay protocols. And there's a whole stepwise formula. It's like a cookbook. You start with this particular product, and then you use this product for 2 weeks. Then you switch to product number two, and you use it for about 2 weeks. Then you switch to product number three, and you use it for about 2 weeks. And then lastly, the final product, you do it. And we have you brushing your teeth a certain way, brushing your teeth a certain time a day. We have you doing certain things certain times a day. It is a system. It is a protocol, and you can indeed find one element of the system, but you're not going to get the results that you really are expecting. You can't buy these lozenges and just start popping them in your mouth indiscriminately. There is a number of them that you need each day, and there is a best time to do them. So here's what we're going to do. You have probably your own dentist, you're happy going there, it's close to your home for whatever reason, and you really don't have any intention of coming up on the north side and playing with Uncle Randy and all of his kids in his sandbox up here. I get that. It's okay. So what we're going to do is this. If you want to be part of, for you and your family, this really, really effective anti-cavity protocol, here's all you have to do. You'll call up to the office, you'll make an appointment saying that you want to be part of the anti-cavity protocol. You want to get it. We will make an appointment for you to come in, and you'll have what we call a limited exam. I'm not going to look over everything head to toe. I'm not going to give you all the other information and data about your health and about your periodontal disease or anything like that. We're going to stay focused specifically on what is your cavity risk. I will look in your mouth. I will tell you where you are cavity risk wise, and I'll tell you which protocol, if you're adult, adolescent, or child, and if you are high, medium, or low risk, which category and protocol you need, and then we will get for you all of the stuff you need to execute the plan. And you will be successful if you simply follow the worksheet that we will give you, if you use the stuff that we give you, use the products the way we tell you to give you, you will absolutely positively pretty much wipe out your risk of getting cavities. Now, it's not a one-time-for-life sort of a thing. We have all of our patients on maintenance programs, okay? So you have to keep this process up. The second thing is, you can take all of these products, and if you currently have a cavity, if you currently have a hole in your tooth, that hole's gonna stay there. There's nothing about this that makes your body miraculously heal itself. You're going to need somebody to remove all of the decayed and acid dissolved tooth structure and put a restoration on your tooth. So this stuff won't fix your existing cavities. It simply stops you from having any more new cavities. So we have altered our protocols. We have altered our way of doing things. And so we want you to have benefit to all this, but you have to do this and use this stuff. We've been researching this for years, and we have this system that really, really, really works. And so simply to give you a bunch of parts, okay, and say, here, go do this, or for you to go buy a bunch of parts and say, well, I can do this myself, you're going to be wasting time, wasting money. We actually are selling these low lozenges, this licorice root extract, for less than what they're selling it on the internet. So you get a bargain by coming up to the office. But there's a fee for this, and we'll tell you all about what that is. But it is a protocol that really works. We've been using it for years. And so if you or your children or your spouse or your friends are always having cavities. Every time I go to the dentist, I have another cavity. I just was there, told me I had two more cavities. If you're tired of having cavities, this program really, really, really works, and we want you to have benefit of it. So you don't have to come in for the whole comprehensive exam. You don't have to come in and make a promise that you're always going to come back. We want you to get and be part of this program. We want you to have access to this material, but we want you to have access to the material in a way that makes scientific sense, that works, and we know with a high, high, high level of confidence that you will stop making new cavities. Like I said, you're going to have to get somebody to fix the cavities you have, fix the damage that the cavities have done. But once you do that, once you get all of that stuff fixed, then you will be stable, and you should be stable for years and years and years. Like I said, there's no one-time magic bullet. These are systems. And even if you were to buy this stuff on your own, there are systems, they'll tell you, you have to do this stuff repetitively. It's not once and then you're done for life. You have to either once a year or twice a year or three times a year, depending upon the severity of what's going on and the analysis that we do in looking at your particular situation. That's what we need to do. So we have really gone overboard to really make this a workable thing for you. And so there you have it. Thank you for your response. You've been absolutely brilliant. Now, up next, you get to meet somebody. I've literally known her entire life. And she's going to tell you the number one thing for her is family, and she considers us family. Why wouldn't you? She's going to tell you all about it right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at DTSradio.com. Your host of this show has been practicing progressive microscopic dentistry since the early 80s. No, it doesn't mean he's old. He's just really, really experienced.
He's such a great guy, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, he's so talented, you know, and sensitive. Did you notice that?
This is the Dr. Shoup Show. See a whole lot of resources right now. You'll love it at DTSradio.com. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
This is where you get to meet some really good friends of mine. Jessica, I have you on the line. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Jessica and I are kindred spirits because we're both scientists. We're both geeks and nerds. We communicate well with each other. So there we go. We should start a club or something together.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. All right. Now tell everybody that is listening, how long have I been your dentist?
Well, I can't remember because I was probably a baby.
I knew
I
you.
Say at least
I knew you before
years.
You were even born. Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
And that's when I was 12 years old, and I was the youngest dentist in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
But here's the for my listeners, here's what Jessica and I are going to talk about today. And this is mm-hmm. and this is really interesting. She is obviously in the middle of knee deep in being Generation Y. And Generation Y folks, if any of you have been paying any attention at all, certainly march to the beat of a different drummer in many, many respects, things that are important, things that they value, things that they think are important. And so I want Jessica and I are going to have a conversation about what it is from a Generation Y person's perspective, Jessica's perspective, what is there that you find to be valuable at Microscope Dentistry by Shoup, and why do you continually come? I mean, I know your folks got you started. It's a matter of habit, but tell my listeners from your perspective, when you come to the office, what do you get out of it emotionally, physically from being with us?
I would say a couple of different things. Number one, you guys definitely have a personal touch. Every time I come in, everybody knows my name. Everybody recognizes me. Sharon is awesome. I totally love her. You guys ask how my family is, things like that. So that's really important to me. I'm kind of a person of principle. So if I enjoy somewhere and I like going somewhere, I'm going to keep going and I'm going to keep telling people about it. And vice versa, if I don't like somewhere, I tell everyone about that too. So definitely you go above and beyond to create a positive experience, I think. And you have a couple of unique touches where, like, I guess I haven't been to a lot of other dentists, so I don't have a.
I was going to say, you don't have a very broad perspective because I think I'm your only one.
Yeah.
You're completely spoiled.
Yeah, exactly. But I really like how you do special things to make people feel more comfortable because nobody, I would say, just looks forward to going to the dentist necessarily. But I always have a good time. And, you know, you guys have TVs and the glasses and the headphones, so it kind of takes you out of that element if you're someone that gets nervous to go to doctors or dentists. So I really like that too. It's kind of homey and inviting.
Well, thank you very much. You're listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show. I am your host, Dr. Randy Shoup, and I have my fellow scientific nerd geek friend, Jessica, on the line with me, who's Generation Y, and she's telling you from her perspective, you know, what things are important. And one of the first things you said was the personal touch about things, and you complimented Sharon, my hygienist, who's actually, you know, my listeners have heard her before. She's been on the program. And so, you know, people that are out there listening that are of, you know, the older generation or so forth, and there's a massive amount of work being done about what there is about Generation Y people, what attracts them. And you really resonate with the social aspect, the friendliness aspect of the office.
Definitely.
That's cool. Now mm-hmm. because you are a scientist, and I'm not joking about that, she honestly is. from that point of view, what is there that we offer that feels good for you, either from a I know they're really looking out for me, or I know that they have all the latest and greatest. What about that aspect of it? What do you like or what do you not like?
Technology-wise, I'd definitely say you're changing with the times, and I think that's really cool. So every time I go in, you've kind of got something different. You don't just use, you know, the scratchy, metal things. I think that's the scientific term for them.
It is exactly right. It's the scratchy metal thing.
And you guys use, you know, I don't even know all the terms, but not the same old just polishing brush. You have a lot of different things, and I think that's really cool to see that continuously changing. And as a long-term customer, I've obviously seen everything.
Yes, you have.
So there's that. And the other thing is, from a research perspective, I think definitely people my age can get taken advantage of going to new establishments, especially if you're not like overly well-versed in dentistry, much like myself. So going to a new place is kind of scary, and I've heard a lot of horror stories where, you know, just things have gone wrong. Like, my fiance is one of them, you know, and so I know that I it's nice to know that I feel comfortable that that's never going to happen, you know, here or, you know, Dr. Shoot's dentistry. So I think that's really cool.
So the technology and then our ability to kind of communicate all that with you gives you a really good sense of security and comfort that you are not going to be one of those folks that is the horror story.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And then if any time I have to have a procedure done or anything like that, it's always well explained to me ahead of time. And I've you know, been given a lot of time to, you know, think through the procedure and things like that, which is really nice. And, you know, I've had experiences like that where at other places that I haven't been given that. And then, you know, maybe I was pushed into doing something I didn't really want to do.
You are listening to my good friend Jessica, scientist, researcher, Generation Y person, who is giving you her perspective as to what there is at Microscope Dentistry that is a value to her, is a benefit to her. For my listeners, if you are out there and you are not having the kind of an experience that Jessica has with us, I mean, obviously, Jessica, I would guess, recommend they go look around.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. As an example, you know, my fiance had a pretty extensive dental procedure done on his front two teeth, and he was having a lot of problems. And I kept saying, go back to the dentist, and he refused to because it was another dentist, and he just never wanted to go back. So I sent him to you guys, and you guys were able to tell him what was wrong right away, fixed it, and now he's fine. So that's the kind of story I like to tell my friends if they're looking for a dentist. You know, like, it's not always just there's sometimes the solution if you get a second opinion, basically. So I would say definitely researching and word of mouth is better than what you can find online necessarily, because you never know like how dressed up testimonials are, or how real they are. So having actual experience with someone is definitely most beneficial to me in terms of researching doctors and dentists and things like that.
Oh, outstanding. Well, Jessica, listen, I have kept you long enough. I really appreciate you sharing your thoughts and your time on the radio program with us. And I know my listeners have really found some value in it. Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely.
Cool. Well, I'll see you at the office again next time. And until I see you next time, be sure to take care. And then, oh, by the way, she is engaged with a wedding upcoming. So good luck with the wedding.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed all that information. And yes, it is indeed true. Christmas did come early. You will be able to come up and have a limited exposure to Uncle Randy, and will help you fighting your cavities for you, your kids, or whomever you think is appropriate and would need the help. Thank you very much. We are also really, really gearing up for our next trip over to Kenya. We are going to significantly expand our sealant and pad program this year. Last year was our trial balloon, our test run, and it was so darn successful because of you. And again, thank you so very, very much for coming up to the movie premiere. Go to the website at kinddentistry.org. You can see the video. I really appreciate it. So until you and I chat next time, be sure to brush and floss.
Keep on smiling.